Welcome back to this
Emergency Intercom. To this episode of Emergency Intercom.
It makes sense. Everybody gets mad because I mentioned it every single episode, but I was watching Brittany and Sarah's podcast, and they also say welcome back. Like, it's not that crazy because it's like you were here last week. I'm welcoming you back.
But no, you would welcome them back to Emergency Intercom. Like, welcome back to Emergency Intercom.
Oh, but the problem is we say this episode. Oh, I think Brittany and them say welcome back to, I can't think of the name of their podcast. I've seen two episodes, though.
Inya loves it.
They're so fucking
funny. They were cracking me up. No free promo.
Cut. But, yeah, it makes... Okay, fine. Welcome back to Emergency Intercom.
Yup. Hey!
Any updates from your life, Drew?
Other than me being the most stressed, anxious, irritable person I think I've ever been, not really much of an update.
Our periods literally
synced. I know,
synced.
We actually had, like, an irritable, like, last 3 days together. And I can't describe... I mean, what it was actually was I had neglected a bunch of work stuff, and I just, like, let it fester in my brain that it was, like, the end of the world if I just didn't get it done, when, like, in reality, like, it's not the end of the world. And yeah. I've, like, calmed down a lot, but I still have this like, lingering stress and anxiety that I'm, like, something, like, I'm missing something, like, I'm missing, like, I don't know how to describe it. But other than that, fucking awesome.
Also, to give context, me and Drew have been separated for the past, like, week.
It's been the longest we've been away from each other ever.
But we've been separated. Drew and the crew went on a beautiful road trip, and I went to New York to partake in capitalism and consumerism.
Inya loves shopping. She's addicted to shopping. Road trip.
Yeah.
So, like, me and Orion, we wanted to go on a road trip, and, like, a week before, we had just been, like, throwing ideas out there. We were like, we need to go, let's go next week, like, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't really coming to fruition, and I don't think either of us believed it was going to actually happen. And then the night before we left, I was just like, let's go to the Grand Canyon. I've never seen it, and I want to, like, see it. I feel like it's going to make me cry. Like, that's one of those things that's just, like, so breathtakingly beautiful. And I feel like you have to see it at least once in your life. And the night before, we booked an Airbnb and got yeses from Christian and Josh. And me, Orion, Christian, and Josh just hopped in the car the next morning at 9 a.m. and drove all the way to Arizona. And we didn't end up going to the Grand Canyon. We went to, like, a part of it. Yeah, we went to... I mean, it is technically the Grand Canyon, but we went to Page, Arizona. And we went to Antelope Canyon, which is fucking beautiful. It doesn't make sense. I don't understand how that's, like, a real fucking place on Earth. Like, we'll insert photos, but it was, like, genuinely shocking. It like, made me tear up. I was like, what the fuck? Like, places like this just exist, and, like, no one really knows about it. Like, okay, like, whatever. I mean, granted, like, iPhone takes all their backgrounds there, or Apple takes all their background photos there and shit. And then in the same day, we cruised over to Horseshoe Bend. And that's where the iconic photo came from of me surrounded by fucking flies.
I couldn't believe the flies in that. I was like, you fully do look like a dead body.
I was stinky. I was a stinky boy. We had been hiking all day. But yeah, we just did that in the same day. And then the next day we drove home, and it was nice.
How was the driving?
Christian drove the entire time, and it was the most... It felt like an hour-long drive. Like, it was not... I'd had zero complaints. Like, it was actually crazy.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. Christian's a freak like that. Anytime we do any kind of, like, road tripping, he always is like, I'll drive. But I guess I do that, too. So we end up, like, kind of butting heads. When we went to Big Sur, we would be like, I'll drive. But I ended up doing a lot of driving because I, like, literally have no fear because... Also, for context, Big Sur is, like, on the West Coast. Like, to get there, you have to kind of go up the PCH. Mm-hmm. And that road can be scary because it's literally like on a cliff, but I literally have zero fears because, again, like,
if we go, we go.
Not even that, like, if we died, it would be because I made it happen. Like, no one's gonna, it's not gonna be an accident. It's not gonna, it's like me, like, I'm in charge here. Like, we're just not gonna die, babes. But yeah, that sounds fucking sweet. Well, I literally went and spent money and bought stupid fucking clothes.
The clothes are pretty.
Yeah, they're, all the clothes are slay. Like, I have really good fucking taste. I'm going to do a haul on the Patreon.
Slay. I almost suggested it, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know. I'm going to do a haul. Wow. I'm trying to lessen up on my gatekeeping because it's like an issue.
You know what's crazy is one of my friends in real life asked me what pants these were. And he was like, unless like you're trying to gatekeep it from me. And I was like, oh my God, people like literally think I'm like an actual gatekeeper.
People who do that shit to like face to face. Like if anyone asks me where something is on my body, I will say, or like ask me what I'm listening to, I will say, but it's when it's like to a big audience on the internet that I'm like, all of you need to know, like, come on. But yeah, what did I do? Oh my God, actually,
I have to say this. I'm literally so nauseous from those fucking vitamins right now. And it's like bubbling up my throat. Because I didn't eat it with it. I didn't have any food with it. And it's like, I have vitamin breath right
now. Is that a fucking Flum Float?
No.
What is that? No, I'm going to get it.
No, no, folk.
Oh. Why is it shaped like this? Oh. Why did they make them short and stout? Ooh. It's kind of pretty. Ew.
No, stop.
You can see where, like, since it's clear, you can see the wax. Oh my God, your lungs look like that.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's serve. You're serving apocalyptic. Your lungs are serving subversive basics.
Yes, they're all ripped to shreds on the inside. And they're, what's the colors palette? Neutral color palette lung.
Earth tone.
This is not a Flum Float. It's a real Flume Roam. And it's energy drink flavored. And it hurts me so bad.
I wanted to show you this.
You did it?
Wait, look.
What the hell? I'm so jealous. Dead ass body.
I'll insert it on the podcast. Literally just...
Ew, dude, I'm jealous. You did not have to air me out. This is actually an AirPods container. It's got my AirPods.
I'm sorry. I literally saw it on the counter and I was like, is my brain like warping things? Because I thought they were tall. So yeah, my weekend, I went shopping. It was a vibe. I cried on my birthday. Oh.
You cried again?
It's not my birthday unless I cry.
You gotta cry.
You already know. I actually sobbed my little ass off.
Was it like a good one or like a sad
cry? It was sad but like also like at the end it was good, but like I'll like read like a small thing I wrote. It's not that serious.
It ain't that deep.
I'm 23 and I feel like I've been pooping less and less, which is scary. I'm getting old and that means that my metabolism is slowing down. Also, I sobbed on my birthday because I'm so terrified of forgetting things and life is so sweet and fragile and I wish I could just bottle everything up and hide it, and I love living so much, as painful as it is. I'm very stubborn and I don't want to not be a part of the beauty of living. And that's literally why I stay alive. It's because
you don't want to miss the beauty of living, which is me. You would say that.
Yeah, I guess. But like, you're taking it away like you're pretty. No, bitch, you're just like a fucking fool.
I'm sexy, hot. I'm not pretty. I understand that. I'm sexy.
You are attractive in a lot of ways. Oh! You are attractive in a sexual connotation.
That was real.
You're so sick.
Whoa, okay.
Are y'all gonna clap each other up or something?
Yo, I'm gonna tap that later. Ew. Oh, shit.
While I'm on my notes, and then the other thing I did is, like, there was, in, like, Brooklyn, there was this thing. It's called, like, Area 53. And it literally is what I just showed you. It's like an indoor, like there's like a little course, like a zip lining, like there's like a thing to fight and like.
Is there laser tag?
All this shit. Yeah, there's like laser tag.
So fucking bad. There's maybe that's paintballing. What we do for my birthday.
There's laser tag, paintballing, roller skating, arcade. Like, it was an insane array of things. One, when I got in there, I was like, I have not been this overstimulated in so fucking long. I went in the bathroom and they had a DJ and he was just like
playing since the hella Universal ride.
No, oh my god, literally one time I cried on the Fast and Furious Universal ride because it was the same sound that made me almost have a panic attack. It was that air, like
air shooting,
like
it was terrifying, but you were in the blast zone.
Literally blew the back of my neck off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I almost had a panic attack in there, but it was a zip line and stuff, and I just like, it was 21 and up, and I was just really intrigued because I was like looking around and I was like, it is comical, like all these, like we're all adults, like we're all like it's not like, oh, like I just turned 18, I'm an adult, like we are all grown ass adults, like
age regressing. Is that a naughty thing? I don't know.
I think age regressing is a naughty thing.
Is it really?
I don't know. I just don't want to get in trouble for anything ever again.
Yeah. True.
But yeah, everyone was like just like playing. Like, I don't know. It was so funny.
It's cute.
I wanted to record so many people because there was like this ninja course with like ropes hanging down from the wall. And there was this tall ass lanky dude all alone in the corner playing.
Aww.
And he was like really struggling because it's just like a balance thing and he was about to bust his ass every 3 seconds, and I was like, this is insane, because in any other context, like, this man would not want to look this like demasculated. Like, I don't know how, like, not to get like too deep about it, but I was just like, it was just such a childish thing to see a grown man do that it was like hilarious. And I feel like any other context he would not be okay with like being like laughed at.
Yeah,
but because we were all in there just being stupid, it was just like funny.
That's really cute, actually.
Yeah, it was, and just,
I'm jealous of that.
It was fucking fun. I bet there's something like that in LA. I was like, damn, these,
that's like, also awesome. If you're like an old bag, like, I can say that because I'm literally old as shit. And you, like, didn't have the college experience and you're kind of, like, lonely. That's, like, a great place to make friends. And I'm being genuine. Like, I feel like that's, like, a good place for weirdos to make friends.
Maybe, but also everyone there was, like, in big groups of friends. So then it's, like, the scariest place to go alone. Like, you're scary if you go there alone.
You're a killer.
Yeah, you're a murderer.
You're a killer and a watcher.
Also, there was a thing that it was, like, filling it out. They didn't check our vax cards. All they had was this sign up thing, like the sign in thing that you had to put yes or no if you were vaxxed. And there were a few no's, and I was like, oh, like, what the fuck is happening in here? But yeah, like Drew was saying, I've also been so fucking irritable the past 4 days. I'm going to blame it on my period because I literally was on my period. But
ew.
Like, really?
Yeah, periods are gross.
They, you shouldn't knock something till you try it because it tastes really good.
Periods are so gross at girls.
But anyway, yesterday when
I'm written by a man. That's like, I'm gonna start saying that.
Can you shut the?
Why is that a bad thing to be written by a man?
If you were written by a man, you would have a plump, firm ass and, like, tiny, big, succulent tits.
No, I had big jugs. Big milkers.
Her firm, round ass and her tits that did not move when she walked until she fucked me.
Mirakami.
Yeah, literally, that's what I was thinking about. Anyways, I have to tell my fucking airport story yesterday because it was literally the most irritating shit that's ever fucking happened to me.
No, it is a nightmare.
So, I was just really sad leaving New York. Don't have to get into details. Or not, it's, I'm saying it like I'm hiding some shit. It's literally, I just,
you
love
just love
my friends
New York
there.
Yeah.
I love being there, and every time I leave, I'm sad. But then every time I'm here, I want to stay here longer. But whatever, it's like a big issue. But I was, like, sad leaving, and I was, like, in the Uber fucking crying because I was just, like, I don't know, like, splitting my time between two places. Three places is, like, hard. So I was just, like, really emotional, and it was a late flight, and I was, like, my only goal, the only thing that will make me happy right now is if I just get in there, get through, get, like, a Starbucks drink, like, a coffee. But, like, it sounds stupid, but, like, it made sense because I was just, like, I don't want to sleep on this flight. Like, I need caffeine so I can stay up, and then when I get home, I can knock out because I'll be tired. So
Starbies.
I get to the airport and like I go and like pay for a checked bag and I'm like standing at the kiosk waiting for it to print my fucking bag tag and it just never comes out. So then I have to go get in this dumb line to go with all the other dumb folks who don't know how to fucking use a kiosk, which I think is so annoying. Like, I'm not kidding. I genuinely think when I am in the airport, I am the only human with common sense in the airport. Like,
yep.
And I genuinely believe that. I'm not even saying that like on a funny level. I genuinely think everyone in the airport except me is the dumbest person.
What if we're in the airport together?
I'm still top tier. You're just following behind me, so you're looking a little smart.
I beg to differ. We can agree to disagree though.
So I had to go get in fucking line. Get my kiosk bag, whatever. That took long. And it's already like 7:15. And in my head, I hadn't checked when that Starbucks closes. But I was like, it's definitely not open late. It's like those dumb motherfuckers always close early, which makes no sense. It's an airport. There's hella people here always. Anyways, I get in line at fucking TSA. And there was two lines. And I saw one that looked short. It looked like it was moving quick. And I went to walk there. And this lady stopped me. And she's like, oh, you could go this way. There's two lines this way. So I'm like, okay. And I almost lied and was like, my flight boards in 10 minutes. I need to go now. But I was like, whatever. Let me not be like a liar. So I turned and I went. And as I'm walking to the shorter line, it gets cut off by one of the other TSA agents. They cut it off. And then now I'm stuck in this one big ass line with a family of genuinely four fucking toddlers and an infant. And I was like, awesome. I'm going to be in this line forever. Everyone's moving slow as shit. Like they literally don't have a flight to get on. And then this girl, this fucking bitch, I'm about to put my stuff down and she comes up with like one of the TSA agents and he's like, all right, put your stuff down. Like skipping.
Was she pretty?
No.
Okay.
I feel like for some reason, I feel like she didn't have a mask on because I know exactly what her whole fucking face. Oh, I know what her whole dumb face looks like because when I got in the airport, she was literally waltzing around talking on the phone without her mask on. And I was like, this dumb bitch, like also I get to call her a cunt and a piece of shit bitch because she's like my age. So like I should have slapped the fuck out of her. So she was literally lounging around talking on the phone and she literally goes, yeah, I've been here forever. Like that's what I heard her say on the phone. But now this bitch is skipping me.
Wow.
And I was like, I have a feeling this dumb cunt is on my flight. And she fucking lied. Talking about it's going to be late. She's going to be late. She's not going to be fucking late. Anyways. She's moving slow as shit. She has the most things I've ever seen a human fucking travel with as a carry-on in my life. She has two pairs of shoes tied to the sides of a bag and like three jackets on her.
Oh,
and
she's a tweaker.
Yeah, she's literally like dope sick in the airport.
I need AIDS.
She finally gets through. I finally get through.
I need AIDS.
I don't have any AIDS for you right now, Drew. She finally gets through. I finally get through. And I'm just like so annoyed and angry and like irritable now because now I'm just like angry instead of sad and I'm like running borderline to the Starbucks. Like I literally am cutting around people, like trying to take shortcuts. I'm like speed walking my ass off and I get as far as I am from Drew right now to the line and a worker comes and cuts off the line right as I'm about to walk in line and I just stand there and stare and I literally start crying. Like I just start sobbing because I was like, that was the most like irritating. Also, on top of everything, the Uber was like a $70 Uber and it was like a 45 minute ride. So I was just like, this has been the most irritating hour and a half of my fucking life and now I have to get on a 5-hour flight. Yeah, and I sobbed my ass off and then I told this to Drew, but I immediately put on my Finsta on my story. I was like, if my plane crashes today, I will be the luckiest woman on earth. And then I got really scared of my plane crashing. So I took it down.
It would have been iconic though.
I took it down before anybody saw it because I got scared.
Oh my God.
I also took it down because I was like, what if my plane does crash? Everyone who sees this is going to feel so bad because they're going to see it and be like, she's so silly.
Well, I fell in the shower. I fell in the shower. So
it was probably because of me, honestly, because I use my
the music's still playing.
Oh yeah. Shit, it has been. Has
it's
it
fine.
Been
it's fine.
I heard it. I didn't want to bring it up.
I'm gonna go pee really quick.
Oh, you
no we're
bastard.
In a good groove right now,
you
Kai.
Oh, he can
you go. Don't get to pee. You get to pee in a cup.
Yeah, like you're like,
you think you get bathroom breaks? What is this, Amazon? You don't get bathroom breaks here. I actually have to really pee bad too. No, we'll go pee together in the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Y'all can hold each other's wieners.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
I guess I'll wait.
Let me think about it. Let me think about it real
quick. I don't know if Kai should be allowed to pee.
Let's go pee. Welcome back. We just had a piss break. We opened up our holes and just let it all out.
Yeah, I just spread and then squeezed.
Squeezed?
Internally.
Oh, okay. That is actually a crazy mechanic that, like, humans have, is that, like, we just open the gates and they just, it, like, comes out. Like, you flex your abs a little bit. Like, I can do it, like, I unconsciously just, like, pee.
Yeah.
That's weird. No?
That's weird. No, shut the fuck up.
It is, though. Like, it is kind of, like, curious.
But, yeah, you were saying you slipped in the shower?
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say about it.
When? Wait, when was it?
When you were in New York. It was in the midst of my, like, anger.
Wait, was it the first day you got back from Grand Canyon, though?
I don't remember exactly what day it was.
Because it might have been fully my fault because
It literally was. And it was the fucking oil pouches, right?
Yeah. Those Glossier bath bombs are so incredibly... Okay. Glossier has bath oil things that are so incredibly oily. Like, I have bath oils that work and, like, aren't that oily. But those ones, you kind of need, like, two for, like, the aroma, like, therapy vibes.
Yeah.
But they are so incredibly oily, it makes it, like, dangerous.
Yeah, it was scary. Like, okay, just imagine this. Like,
you butt
I'm
naked.
A butt-ass naked, grown-ass, disgusting man in
Which
the shower.
Is sexy.
And I'm just washing my body. And when I wash my body, I step out of the stream of the shower. I don't know if that's a normal... That's something we don't discuss, is, like, shower habits. Like, no one showers the same. There's no way everybody showers the same. But, like, when I'm, like, washing my body, I get out of the water... And I just stand in, like, the lee stream of water. I don't know how to explain it. And I, like, wash my body, whatever. And That's as I was classic. Walking back into the stream, I didn't, like, completely collapse. Yeah, yeah. But, like, I, like, like, did, like, the little foot thing. Like, and, like, slipped. And it felt like I was falling for, like, 30 seconds. And I just, like... collapsed in my side. I didn't catch myself on there because, like, when I went to grab, slipped down, but it, like, took most of my fall, and I just, like hit that on my side. No bruise, I'm good. No lung damage, all that, like, I'm good. But yeah,
I wanted no lung damage.
Yeah, I didn't, like, puncture a lung with my rib or anything. Yeah, so. I'm a strong
fully,
boy.
That's fully my fault.
And I was ass naked too. It's so
and I thought
humanizing.
About it before before I left, I was like, this is going to be the slipperiest thing ever. And then I just, like, it left my mind. I was going to bring something up that I have to ask. I don't know if I can bring it up.
I'm scared.
Should I talk about my Tony Lopez DMs?
Yes, please. Talk about the fucking Tony Lopez DMs. Are you kidding me? Trolling that man is the funniest thing you've ever done.
Or...
Well, close to the funniest thing.
Or should we... No, I'll save this shit. This shit is so stupid. Like,
no, you save it. I don't even want to read it.
Okay.
I'm shocked.
So, Tony Lopez, as most of you know, is a TikToker who
is an evil man.
Yeah,
evil
not,
person.
Not a good person. Those little Lopez brothers. Those freaks.
Bad guys.
We don't have to get into what he's done. We all know he's no bueno. But before all that shit came out, when he was, like, still in the hype house and at the peak of his shit, in 2020, randomly, I was, like, I went through a phase where I was, like, I want to see how many, like, random men I can talk to, like, and just kind of troll and, like, flirt with and see, like, where it goes. Like, what conversations can I have with these motherfuckers?
Of course.
So, Tony
Dude,
Lopez
oh my God,
was
looking
the,
at the
dude, DM. It's so much. So, it starts on July 15th, 2020 at 5:20 p.m. I just say, you are so fucking hot. Mind you, I didn't follow him or anything. Like, I didn't follow him. Like, it was never like that. And he's July 17th, 2020, he says, hey, queen. I say, hi, Tony. It has an extra H in there. So
Literally,
I wanted
you
to
and Tony are like two queens maximizing your joint slay. Hey, queen.
And he says, hey, heart. And I said, dot, 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 dot. Hi. He says, what you doing, love? Also, I'll put it all on screen so you can see all this typed out. Or I won't, Kai will. That's his fucking job. He says, says, "What you doing, love? Smiley face." Oh, wait. Should we read this like you're him?
Fine. I'll be fucking Tony.
Okay.
You know I can't read out loud, though.
We have to like...
Okay.
You are so fucking hot.
Hey, queen. I'm just like, I'm really like getting into the role.
You're like, you're hella flamboyant. Hi, Tony.
Hey.
Hi.
What you doing, love?
Nothing. How about you? Sorry I am so awkward. I am nervous.
It's okay. It's honestly kind of cute.
Can I sing for you?
Please?
What is your favorite song?
Literally anything Weekend or Frank Ocean. Is this a Casey Frey thing? LMAO.
Who is that?
Stop playing. Sing me this song.
For side context, I thought he was getting a little snarky and rude. No.
Damn. I'll sing you a song. To be honest, you're awesome.
Can you sing Suit and Tie by Justin Timberlake?
I might sound stupid, but I'll try.
And then I was like, he's catching on and I don't like this. So I just stopped replying. But then he was feeling a little crazy.
Yeah,
he's so sad. 4 hours later, he says,
"What's your number?"
"Hi, I don't have a phone."
Dang.
And then months later, like a month later, I go, "I miss us. Do you like my haircut?" Because this is when I got my pixie cut. I was just making sure he was still interested. I don't know. Oh,
He sends a crazy fucking photo.
I have to see if I can find it, but I have a video of me and Orion opening the photo together.
Ew.
And literally both of us audibly go, ew. Because he was trying to, I think, cater to my senses and like be funny, but his version of funny was like silly derp face funny.
Derp. Ermigerd. So I did a thing.
Ew. So I said, "Do you like my haircut?" And he sent like a photo of himself, and I said, "Are you okay?" And then he sent a video of himself.
And he was twerking and like shaking his ass, and it was like disgusting.
No, literally, he had his leg up by his head. It was like a very like I was weird. Like, you were.
He was showing how flexible he was.
Yeah, he wanted me to turn that thing up.
I love the hair.
Thanks. You were scaring me, kind of.
Why?
And then he sent another video, and I think in the video he was like, "Can't sleep right now, derp." Like, that was his vibe. So I said, "This is literally you right now." And it's this meme.
When you can't sleep, so you stay up looking at memes.
And he goes, and sent another photo. And then I never replied. And then all the shit came out. And I was like, I'm going to continue trolling him and see if he just like keeps replying, or is at this point is he like really not fucking with people he doesn't know because he's like scared of getting exposed again or some shit. So then again, like a month later, I say, also for context, and no more Drew saying his replies because I have not heard from him since, but he sees every single one of my DMs. He opens them all without fail, and this has been going on for a year. August 20th 2020. "Can I see your abs?" August 21st, 2020. Is that a no? July 15th.
Let's set up the situations like that we're in. We're in a big group of people every single time one of these messages is sent, and we're projecting the DMs onto our TV through screen share, and it's just a whole group like laughing fucking out loud.
Yeah, just like cracking up because we want to see him open it, and he always opens it. Like, yeah, he always opens it. Fail. Is that a no? July 15th. "Do you ever think of me?" Oh, this is a year later now. Yeah. This is July 15th, 2021. "Do you ever think of me?" July 18th. "Hello." August 22nd. "Hey." September 7th. "Please, can I call you? I need someone right now. Help. I need a ride. Uber is being weird about masks, and I'm not into this vax shit. Between us, don't screenshot." And then we sent a selfie of Finn. Come and get me now. Can you send a selfie so I know it's you replying and not your manager or something? I know you miss me. Whatever. And then also, this is all at like 10 p.m. Like,
all within the same 5 seconds.
So he opens that. Does it say anything rude? September 16th. I know you're awake. Give your number, Pete. Please. I need to call right now. Please. Minutes later, I say, hello. Your phone is ringing, Drew.
Damn, my phone is blowing up right now. It's actually crazy how many friends I have.
Sure. September 16th. Hey, I'm trapped. I sent a photo and I don't remember what the photo is.
Probably you in a dark place in our house.
There's an air vent you can access me from. Don't share. I know you have a girlfriend, but are you free right now? And then this was the latest one. December 13th. I replied to his selfie and I said, stop, JK. Crying emoji, glove emoji. Hey, do you know me? Me on first date, the circle with an X through it, and the glove. And I said, do you get it? In terms of protection? Whatever. What the fuck is wrong with you? And then he saw that. So it just says scene.
Dude, such a cursed ass vibe.
Sending the no glove emoji and saying, me in terms of
protection. I have an air vent you can access me from. Dude, that's actually crazy that you brought up your DMs with Tony Lopez, because I, yesterday, was scamming a scammer in my DMs. It's awesome.
What's that? What happened?
Okay, so one of my, like, locals' accounts got hacked. And at first, I thought it was real. It was, like, the most strange DM I've ever gotten in my entire life, like, from someone from my hometown. And he just said, hey. And I said, what's up? He said, I really need your help right now. And immediately, red flag, like, okay, we haven't spoken 6 years. Like, you don't need my fucking help.
Yeah.
And I said, shoot. He said, I need $50 right now. I will give it back to you tomorrow morning, with praying emoji. And I automatically knew it was a scam from here. And I said, what for? He said, I want to get some medications and groceries from the store. I'm really down at the moment. And I said, what? And he said, what? And I said, sorry. I can give you money, but you have to do something for me. I only have $15 arm. Okay. Where should I send it? Wait, I freed up some funds. I can send you $1,000. I don't want a friend in need to suffer. Okay, Venmo or PayPal? Perfect. I said perfect. And he said he sent his Venmo. And also, he's dumb as shit because his Venmo doesn't match my local's name. And he said, send it here and send a screenshot after you send it. And I said, also, I have one more question before I send the money. There was a time in high school when we both wanted each other but couldn't have each other because our parents forbidding our love. When we kissed, did you feel what I felt, or am I insane? I'm so sorry. I'm so happy we're opening this conversation again. I miss what we could have had. He said, oh, yeah, you felt. I didn't respond. I opened it. He said, where are you? Are you there? And I said, sorry, I'm really nervous because I think I loved you and I want to rekindle this relationship. Is the spark still there? Am I wasting my time? I'm about to send the money, but I need you to tell me you love me. And I got this scammer to say, I love you so much, with two red hearts. And then I said, oh my God, thank you. I love you too. Can you send me a nude of your body for old time's sake? And then I sent a screenshot that I photoshopped of me sending him money. I sent money to my sister and she has yet to send me the money back. And I think she's going to steal the $1,000 from me. And then I said, I sent it. Video call. He didn't answer. I said, hello? Still no answer. Nudes, please. Nudes now, please. I'm begging you. I just sent you $1,000 and this is how you repay me. Video call, no answer. He said, thank you. And I said, nude. Video call, no answer. Video call, no answer. He said, what the fuck? You do me fake payment. Fuck you. And I said, how do I fake that? Who got it then? The money left my account. It's not a real payment. Don't fuck me, dude, is what I said to him. And then he said, send me your balance. And I sent him a photoshopped of my balance with the with it saying I sent it to him. He said, I said, this, can you send it back? I'm starting to regret this. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. He said, I don't see anything here. My dad has cancer and I have to pay for his chemo. I shouldn't have done this. Is there a way I can get my money back? I'll give you $200 if you give me my money back. He said, I don't see anything. And I said, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. This is so bad. This is fucked. This is so bad. How am I going to pay for anything now? I have so much love to give and nowhere to put it. This is God punishing me for something I did. what the fuck do I do? He said, fuck you, do me fake payment. And I said, please, please send it back. I'm begging you. And I said, oh my God, wait. Haha, it didn't go through. Thank God, I thought he sent $1,000 away. And he said, I said I don't see anything here. And I was like, wow, thank you so much for helping me. Dude, somehow Venmo sent me $1,250 back, so I made $250. What the hell? He was like, I said, wait, do you still need the cash? And then I sent this photo. I said, my beautiful sister.
Yours is so much better. Are you kidding me?
And then I just was like, fuck you, scammer bitch. I hope you learned a valuable lesson. How did you even fall for that, like, actually?
That's fucking awesome. And wait, you saying, I'll give you 200 if you send me the 1,000 back.
I really just wanted him to send me money. I wanted him to send me at least $1 so I could have just scammed a scammer. But I got a lot of fun out of it.
Dude, that's so fucking
sometimes
funny.
In life, you just have to have fun. Write that down, y'all. Quote me on that.
Sometimes you just gotta make fun.
What?
I was trying to, like, you made a quote and I wanted to.
I made a good quote and you made sometimes just fun.
I said sometimes you just... I don't know what I said. I literally don't know what I said. I'm actually fucking dope sick right now. Like, for my birthday, I tried H and, like, I can't. Like, I want it so bad. But I can't go back. I can't.
We're going to Mexico and I'm buying drugs over the counter. I don't care. I'm going to have a bender. Kai, did you realize that you can buy all drugs over the counter in Mexico?
What?
Yes.
You can buy any drug.
Not any drug, but like prescription drugs. So I'm about to relapse. I'm about to relapse. Come on.
Wait, okay. I'll go through my notes for funsies.
That was a joke.
I said...
I'm stronger than that. I have willpower.
I said, I refuse to take birth control. I'm very much serving fertile, but I do want to get pregnant. Not for the sake of having a baby, but for the sake of the drama and then getting to drink alcohol with cum in my ovaries.
Oh my fucking God.
Because technically if I drank while I like found out I was pregnant, like it's not like a baby yet, so it's not the fun of being like, kill that thing. I guess no, once you're serving positivity in pregnancy, like you're serving baby. To, like, a very small scale. We don't have to get into that.
Literally, what are you saying right now?
I'm saying I'm pro-choice.
Okay.
That's, like, okay. That was a long way to say pro-choice.
In the end, we got there.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, bitch. I actually don't care. Also, this is really fucked up because, like, this is coming from, like, my brain and, like, a flow of consciousness. I actually don't care about learning things that are important on an academic level. I'm literally an animal. I want to have sex and have fun.
Hedonistic. Yeah, literally, like, we're on the same page.
Why do I have to learn things? Like, I don't
it's all
fuck.
Society bullshit that society just made up.
I know, we
for
sound
us.
Like every teenager, like, this isn't gonna work in real life. Like, I don't need to know this. Literally everyone in Euphoria.
I wish I did learn how to pay my taxes.
Yeah, that I still don't know how that works. I just
have people do it for you.
I just hope and pray. I give it a little prayer and I'm still here.
I evaded my taxes for like 3 years and I finally paid them all this year.
I finally paid for your balls, your ball surgery, your big balls. You wanted them enhanced and I gave that to you.
I do.
No,
I
you
did.
They're big and... I mean, now you literally have to wear, like, something to hold them down.
It's actually... I have to wear a girdle down there. Grandma's panties.
Why do I genuinely think I'm the smartest person on Earth when I'm actually so stupid? Yeah, so right after that, like, academic thing, I actually think I'm the only person in the world who can make right decisions. Like, and I believe that with my whole chest.
Absolutely.
I am right. I'm always right. There's, like, no fighting that.
But... You say that, like, kind of jokingly, but you have been right 92% of your life.
Yeah. If you know what it is? It's, like, as stupid as I am academically, I have, like,
pretty, a strong intuition.
I have good intuition, and, like, I'm pretty emotionally intelligent, so... And I'm also pessimistic, and, like, that works out for me, because I always am like, that bitch is trying to do something slick, and... It always is like that, man. I want to blow something up so bad, but I know I'll get addicted to it and become an actual problem to society.
I think what we need to do is
we need to buy a building blow it up.
We need to buy or like rent out a like we need to like find a plot of land, construct a little building, and blow it up.
I want like big. I want like a big fucking building.
I've said this before, so we're on the same page.
Yeah,
here.
But yeah. I want to like make a flyer and like give free drinks so people are like tempted to go for like free alcohol because you can get anybody to go anywhere if you. If you put substance on a flyer.
Okay, David Dobrik. Oh my fucking god. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
You could get anyone to be in a 4-minute and 20-second vlog if you got some alcohol in there.
No, we need to keep touching on this before you move on.
Building destruction. I need to keep touching on you before I die.
Come on. Clap me up. We need to find building demolitions near us.
Like, no, but the thing is, I want it to be so fucking dangerous. Like, have you ever seen one of those demolition videos? And like, something accidentally flies really close to someone's head and they don't die? I need that.
Can recreate that with tannerite. Do you know what tannerite is?
Yeah, it's the thing that Tiger King was blowing up.
Yeah. You can buy it over the counter at Walmart in Texas. You can buy a bunch of tannerite.
We should buy it and blow it up in the house.
It's a legal explosive, which is insane. But the reason it's legal is because you have to, like, you can't, like, just ignite it with a fire. You have to, like, shoot it with a gun. But we could get a bunch of tannerite and blow up a house with it, theoretically.
We would have to, like, literally have, like, an automatic rifle and, like, blow up a bunch of it at once.
Yeah. Well, no, you just make a big pile.
I guess you could just blow one up.
There's a video. Yeah, there's a video of someone putting a bunch of tannerite in a car. And shooting it, and like a door from the car flies at them at like terminal velocity, and they have to like dodge it. It's like the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I just want to blow some shit up. But yeah, I know I'll get really addicted to it. I know it. Like, I know it, and then I'll be like, I can blow everything up, and I'll blow someone up if they piss me off. Like, I will, if you give me the power.
I'll blow you.
That leads to the next thing. I said, this. I don't know if I want to read this.
No.
The last part, though, the last part is facts. Like, the netty part. The netty part.
I don't know why I can't read. I'm, like, losing my brain. I'm losing my brain.
I'm losing my brain. Sucking dick is like using a netty pot. It literally can have the same effects, personally.
Like, it clears your sinuses?
Yes, literally. Like, I've
Well, like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, if you press here on your face... Oh, something that I unlocked in Texas when I had COVID is I had one of those Theraguns, and if you put it on your cheeks while you have congestion, it like shakes it all out. And congestion is really just inflammation of the sinuses. It's not that there's snot up there. It's snot gets trapped up there and it inflames your sinuses. So if you just massage it and like...
Massaging my face. Next time, your congestion just suck dick. It literally works. Like, dude.
But then you're going to give the person a disease.
With your snot?
With your cold. Okay, I guess. I have one note that I need to read. We need to save Mason Ramsey, the yodeling kid. Are y'all seeing that light? I'm not kidding.
It's fucking Kai. It's literally Kai.
I was like being like schizoid.
You know what's awesome? It's our reactions because my brain saw that in the corner of my eye and I was like, eh.
I know, I saw it and I was like, okay, the shield is thin. They're like, we're combining worlds right now. The veil is thin. If you see a lot of shit out of the corner of your eyes, the veil is thin.
Oh, okay, I understand. Psychosis
vibes. Yeah, I was like, what?
What's up with him?
Where is he?
That's the thing. I don't know where he is. We need to free Mason Ramsey.
Okay, so Rebel Wilson and
Mason Ramsey, they're Mason trapped Ramsey. Somewhere. I think, okay, what made me write that down is like Mason Ramsey. Okay, I'm cutting for Mason Ramsey. I'm going to start the hashtag cutting for Mason Ramsey.
Remember when
cutting for Axel Weber? No, do you know Axel Weber?
No, but do you remember when it came out that like I think it came out that like Zayn was smoking weed and like people were like cutting for Zayn. Yep. Like people were so freaked out by like him smoking weed.
That's gotta be the most traumatic shit to experience as like a celebrity. Like
I'd be so fucking pissed. I'd be like, y'all are dumb as fuck.
Y'all aren't loyal enough. Our viewers are not loyal enough.
Never once have I seen the hashtag. It's always free Kai, free Kai. What? Yeah.
It's never cutting for emergency intercom. It's never cutting for Drew and Inya.
No, please actually don't partake in that because I'll fucking shoot you in the
if
face.
You partake in self-harm, so I'm not angry with you, but I'm disappointed in you. We can joke about it. We're allowed to joke about it.
Yeah, we are, baby. What? I'm sucking Drew's finger right now.
But I'm going to look into Mason Ramsey.
People who are just listening don't know that that's a lie.
I'm going to look into Mason Ramsey right now. And you can just carry the podcast and I'll get some information.
He's so annoying. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Okay. Okay. Immediately. Sorry.
Yes.
This is a bit, no?
What is he singing? Is
his song, but he's working at Subway.
I don't know. I think it's a bit. It's like when Trisha acts like she was working at Domino's.
He's in his Trisha Paytas era. That's toxic. If that's a bit. That's as far as I'll go.
Acting like you're working like just like a regular job. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Why are famous people obsessed with doing that? Being like, I'm just like you. Like,
I'm sitting here, right, like, now. Have I done that before? Like, as a bit? And I'm like, we did work the Heaven Store, but it wasn't as a bit. Literally worked.
That wasn't a bit, that was a vibe. That's the difference. It's like, some of y'all are making bits, and some of us are literally curating
vibes.
I'm gonna put my IG vibe curator, like, because that's kind of what I am.
You need to actually start that fucking app soon.
My vibe curation, the vibe curation destination.
Bitch.
VCB. Oh, VCD.
VCD tofu. Let's hit that spot actually soon.
I'm gonna fucking hit you in the face, bitch.
They got that really creamy fucking tofu. Come on. Come on, tofu.
I'm in my meat eating era. I love a good meat in my mouth.
You are in your meat eating era. She actually is. It's crazy.
I love filling my hole with meat.
All of her orifices are just filled with meat.
Yeah, it's honestly like it's toxic.
Pores. Pores filled with meat.
I literally, if you gave me the option every day to eat prosciutto with cheese, crackers, and honey.
Specifically creamy goat cheese.
Yeah, that cream. We just love a good cream. We're actually on the cream.
We love a good cream and meat combo.
We're on the creamy meat. Get the fuck away from us.
Reach
don't touch
further,
his hand.
Reach a little further. I'm going to
If you want it so bad, you got to reach.
You got to get in camera,
come on,
man.
You should get to me, too.
Lift up. Oh, you've been in camera this entire time. I just was looking at the wrong side.
Like E.T.?
Phone home. Hey, I'm going to make a rap called Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home.
What? Okay, like, what does that
E.T.
fucking...
E.T. Hell. Like Lucas is saying.
E.T.A.
P.T.A. Paul Thomas Anderson. Speaking of, I saw Magnolia in theater, and it was different from how I remembered it. To be honest.
Dude, that's honestly the most, like, awesome review of a movie ever. Like, you literally...
I was so excited.
Your jaw, like, you went... like...
No, it was just...
You had a big underbite.
I remember it being, like, a lot better. Yeah, it was awesome. And then what it was is the environment I was in. Let me paint a picture. It was at the Beverly
Mews
Cinema.
How are you going to paint a picture?
Bitch, I'm a fucking artist. I can paint a picture with my fucking words. It was 7:30 showing, dark outside, a little chilly, a little foggy. We show up to the Beverly New Cinema, which is fucking Quentin Tarantino's theater that has to be on film. He's such a fucking weirdo about it, which I respect all of his weird quirks so much. But it has to be on film. And obviously that attracts the most disgusting crowd of people you can imagine. Like cinephiles, like just gross people who are obsessed with movies. Like immediately
I just said
after,
something so bad.
I know what you're gonna say, and just keep it bite your tongue. Bite your tongue. The most disgusting group of people that immediately after they watched the movie, they went to Letterboxd and wrote, saw on 35mm, because we saw it on 35mm because it has to be on film if it's gonna be in Tarantino's theater. We pull up. We had our tickets already.
I'm gonna break in and play a DVD on these motherfuckers.
He would freak his fucking. He would lose his shit. I'm not kidding. He would freak out. I just imagine the crowd of people that were there. It's just gross, gross people. Well, we sit down in our seats, and obviously, like, we do a little trolling. Like, our group of people were trolls. We do a little trolling. We're loud as shit. We're making jokes. We're obnoxious, and the movie hasn't started yet. No one said anything, but I could feel eyes darting, and, like, it wasn't a good vibe that we had curated. So, like, we all, like, settle down. We all immediately understand that, like, oh, like, we shouldn't be rambunctious in this because people are actually angry with us. So we chilled out. And then I went to the concession stand because he played like 40 previews before the movie for some fucking reason. And when I came back, someone had sat in the seat right next to mine, which, like, okay, not a big deal. I was scarfing down my fucking hot dog. I ate the shit out of that hot dog. One of the best movie hot dogs I've ever had, if not the best movie hot dog I ever had. And I start smelling the smell, and I'm like, oh dear fucking God. And it was like a shit odor mixed with the stale cigarettes. And, like, do you know, like, when you wear a mask, like, a couple times, like, your breath, like, kind of imprints on the mask. So when you put it on, it's not disgusting to you, but, like, if you smelled someone else's, you would, like, be physically repulsed.
Yeah.
Well, that smell was radiating from this person. So he had been wearing this mask that he was wearing for ages,
probably
maybe,
since the beginning of the
maybe
pandemic.
Months, potentially months. And he sat down next to me. He just smelled like cigarettes, which I can get past the shit smell and the cigarette smell. But what happened next was an atrocity. Like, it was a war crime. Like, it was a hate crime. Like, it was not okay. He was sitting there, and he had taken his mask off. He was burping the entire movie, and it was the most rancid fucking burps I had ever smelt in my entire life. Like
stop
piercing,
it right fucking now.
Furious, like, hot fucking guttural deep gut burps, maybe from his descending colon, like, maybe, or ascending colon, like, maybe from, like, a part of his body that, like, burps have never come from before, because they were rancid, like, burn.
Dude, I would have
burn your
fully
eyes
gotten up.
Make your eyes water burp.
Yeah, I fully would have gotten up and moved.
No, like, and it was the entirety of the movie, and I was sitting next to Elsie, and I was embarrassed because I was like, I hope Elsie doesn't think I'm the one burping. So, and every periodically, like, he would burp, and I'd, like, actually, like, gag. I'm like actually about to start throwing up now. Like, I'm not kidding, it was, like, that bad. My eyes are watering again. I have watery mouth, and you know when your mouth goes watery right before you throw up. I would, like, have to lean into her airspace to, like, breathe air when these burps happened. And it wasn't like, oh, like, once every 10 minutes. It was, like, once every 5 minutes. And it was so hard to enjoy this movie that I had already seen. And it's already the longest fucking movie ever made. It was 3 hours. It was a 4-hour affair, like, the entire event. And, like, I just, like, that's why it was better or worse than I remember. But it's still a classic, and the soundtrack is fucking incredible. But
that sounds like a fucking... Ew, dude, I fully would have left. I would have been so mad.
I considered it several times, and I was like, I can't, like, make a scene in front of all these people. But, yeah, it was really, really bad.
That's just gross. I don't even have anything to say. It's just so nasty.
Oh, I'm, like, thinking about them. Oof.
You're gonna cry. Well, I didn't see any fucking movies.
We were on a good one right before we left. We were,
I know,
like,
it's literally because
shit.
I don't have TikTok, so now I just watch movies. Oh, wait, on the plane, what did I watch? Oh, no, I didn't watch a movie. I read a book. I was reading. Word. I've been reading more. I've been watching more movies because I don't have TikTok anymore.
Should
so
I
I'm
delete,
like,
TikTok live right now? No, I need it.
I don't know, because one of the things I wrote was this. Also, I haven't had TikTok for, like, a week, and I think it's made me a bigger bitch because I have too much time to wither away and think about things that shouldn't bother me, so I'm going to get it again, I think.
Wow.
Because, like, now I'm just, like, instead
you
of being irritated.
You detox for a week.
Yeah, instead of being irritated with random people. But I think I still can't even do it. Like, I realized I had it on my iPad, and on the plane I started watching, and I was like, I really don't fucking care to watch anything right now. Like, I don't care to watch a TikTok. Like,
yeah.
That's
it just
not
gives
the
nothing to the world.
Yeah, it's just, like, not the content I want. And I was like, if I'm going to dedicate, like, even an ounce of thought, I'd rather dedicate it to a show or a movie, because at least that's, like, Not, I don't want to sound like an old bag and be like, TikTok is so stupid. Because I do, like, I'm sure you agree too. There are TikToks that, like, do cater to, like, cultural importance and, like, they're teaching things.
Architectural
and they're
funny TikTok,
and,
I
like,
love it.
Yeah, there's, like, a lot of parts of TikToks that are really good. But for the most part, like, at the core of it, which is also how I use it, it's kind of just, like, to look at yourself, to, like, see trends. Like, or that's not really, I didn't use it to see trends, but, like, a lot of it was, like, also fueling this weird game of, like, trying to find something first. And, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't, there's, like, such an undertone of competition and, like, insecurity in TikTok that it was starting to, like, really feed into me. And I was like, I don't like that. Like, I don't want to carry that. And, like,
that's crazy that you thought about it like that. Because me and Jake had, like, a really long phone call where we literally said those exact things. Where it's, like, I think the introduction of, like, comments with, like, and being able to like a comment is, like, one of the most toxic things. And, like, it rise to the top of, like, a comment chart. Like, I think that's one of the most toxic things the internet has ever done, because already the internet is an incredibly hateful place, because, like, people, I mean, we perpetuate it. It's, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, being able to, like, say something really fucking hateful and then watch it rise the charts, it just, like, triggers something in your brain to, like, be like, oh, okay, like, I'm gonna get addicted to saying mean things, and hopefully it rises to the top.
I think also, like, not, of course, I know that I perpetuate, like, a lot of, like, hate and bitterness, but, and not to be like, but I get a pass. I think there's a really big difference between the, like, bitterness that's on TikTok. It is so, like, driven into, like,
it's this, like, driven by morality.
Ego. Yeah, like, morality and ego and, like,
better than thou.
Yeah, like, mentality, that it's not a fun bitterness. Because I can get down
with,
like,
the camera's not recording, I'm not kidding.
Shut the fuck up, you're so annoying. I can get down with, like, like, and what's crazy is, for the first time, we're having a real, like, introspective conversation for, like, the first episode in, like, 8, and he has to cut it off. Like, I can't help myself. But, yeah, I'm down for, like, bitterness and, like, gossip and, like, being a fucking cunt. Like, I live for it. I love it. But something about TikTok, like, cuntyism is really, really deep. And, like, it's just a lot of anger. I think literally the pushing point was, which this is going to sound stupid, but, like, I saw this thread where someone said something about someone I know. And the sentence itself, I was like, this is a perfect, like, sentence to prove how fucking delusional the people specifically on this app are. Because it was a sentence along the lines of, it was talking about someone I know, which maybe this is biased, but I think if it was about anyone, I'd be like, now you're pushing it. Because basically the sentence was like, I hate so-and-so and that they have this empire that they built. They don't deserve it. And I was like, do you hear yourself in that sentence? Like, you hate this person because they built something. It's not even like this person who I'm thinking of, like, comes from, like, money and, like, nepotism. Like, it's not even like that. You're literally, the sentence you just said is insane.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't think this person deserves the thing they worked for.
Lacking critical thought.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just, think a little bit. I'm the last person to say, think before you speak.
No,
because
but
I literally,
there really, I think there really is a difference. And I think that's why, like, we, not that we get away with it. I'm sure there are people who don't fuck with how, like, bitter and, like, annoying we are. But there is something to be said, because it's always been on the internet. Like, think about, like, Fran Lebowitz, for instance. She's bitter and, like, annoyed by everyone and frustrated to the core of her being. But she's a really good comedian.
Yeah.
And not to be like, we're really fucking good comedians. But, like, there is a difference between, like, we say our stupid shit and then we move on. There is such a deep hatred in TikTok that, like, there isn't a moving
on. It's kind of coming from a real place.
Yeah, it's coming from a very real place. And then it's not fun. And I found myself, like, because I am bitter, like, leaning into it. And then I was like, I don't like this. Like, this isn't a fun game. Y'all are all so fucking angry. Like, literally, watch a movie.
Like, I've said it so many times, TikTok is the worst thing in modern history to happen to humans. Like, it's so evil. It's diabolical. Will I stop using it? Probably not, because I am addicted and my brain loves the little serotonin hits. But I find myself like scrolling for hours, just lost on it. And I'm like, what did I watch? I couldn't tell you the last video I watched other than Mason Ramsey. That is a curious case. We need to figure that out.
But yeah, I don't know if I'll get TikTok again. Like, I do miss it for like, because again, in that same context, like I love a good serve moment. Like I love a good reason just for like
being pretty.
Yeah, like to get on there and be pretty and be sexy, and I like love watching other people feel themselves and whatever. But I don't know if I'll get it again, because I'm just like, maybe this is better that I don't do this. And I have a lot of movies to watch. I have a lot of
things to catch up with
on the other side. So I think I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna chill off TikTok. I did get it back to comment on, I can't say her name, Solil. So. Toxic thought syndrome.
Oh,
I I didn't have to re-download it, or I guess I technically did because I got it on my iPad. But whatever.
iPad baby.
Yeah, I commented on her TikTok, but yeah, I'm off the app. I don't fuck with it. It scares me. It's too much. It's too mean. And that's coming from a certified fucking cunt.
Yeah.
I feel like the second I'm like, this shit's too mean.
It might be real.
It might be like crazy because I am a fucking bitch. Like,
also not to mention this, like they, it made it where like anybody can feel like a tinge of fame. So like you like post a video and like you immediately go viral, and then people are like addicted to that. It just like depresses people. Like it, cause like you get like this, like you build this like really big audience, but like it doesn't really translate. And then I don't know, I've just seen like a bunch of people like posting on like close friends and things like that, that like came from TikTok, and it makes me really sad because I'm like, these people are awesome and genuinely funny people, but like I don't know I haven't
it's,
like
it's
fully
a very
fleshed out that
it's a really like recycling app, or not recycling, but it like rinses through people like so quick, and it's just like, it's really not,
the turnover rate is crazy.
Yeah, it's just like not really good. And like I think as I get older too, I don't know where I've said this, but I've said this before. Oh, I was having a conversation with a friend where I was like, the older I get, I like really do feel bad for like the younger generations behind us, because we got like the internet where a lot of people use the internet for like using the internet's sake. Like it was just like, it was a fun place to go and disconnect and like find things to be interested in, and it wasn't so like in tune with your life.
Describing getting on the internet as like disconnecting from reality, like in a healthy way, kind of in the beginning, and now it's like you have to disconnect from the internet because it's unhealthy.
Yeah, it used to be like a fun escape from reality, and now I think it's like it's this hyper reality that doesn't fucking exist. It's like just all these, I don't know, it's a huge conversation, but I was like, I feel bad for like the younger generation, because the way they have to use the internet now is really like intertwined with their real life, so they have to be on it even though it's like unhealthy. Because like the thing is, when we were using the internet, and when people even older than us were using the internet, like we were using it because we really liked using it, and now I feel like most teenagers have no choice but to use it because that's the only way
to, like,
to really connect with your friends.
Relationships.
Yeah.
That's to keep why up with we shit. Need a decentralized internet. Right, Kai?
Yes.
We need an internet, peer-to-peer owned internet, not owned by these evil corporations like Google and Microsoft and
Don't
Apple.
Don't fucking say all that. We're not going to get our ads.
I love Google, Microsoft, and Apple. Please sponsor me. But no, genuinely, like, if it wasn't controlled by these, like, money-hungry corporations, like, it would be a fun place, because that's what it was in the beginning. It was, like, everybody,
but I mean,
learning
like,
what it
but
was.
When you really think about it, at this point, it's, like, so far past that. It's just, now it's human nature. It's always been human nature to want, like fame and, like, attention and to feel seen. Now it's just on such a grand level that like
what I mean, it's like they like infected our lives with it, like they like pushed it onto us in like very unhealthy way. Like now, like you literally cannot survive without the internet, basically.
I had this idea. I heard this quote that Jim Carrey said, where he's like, I wish everybody could experience fame so they could know that it's not that great, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I feel, I do think that TikTok's really bad, but my optimistic thought was that it's almost democratizing fame so much that it is allowing everybody to experience that thing that Jim Carrey was talking about. And part of me is like, I don't know, maybe we'll see like a mass disillusionment to fame, and we'll see like, since everybody will get their 15 minutes of fame, everyone will learn that it's actually not that great.
But I think if anything, it's getting people addicted to it. Like, and it's making it more,
It's like tangible. It's like just out of reach. It's
yeah, because like it used to be like, oh, I would have to bust my ass to be famous. And now it's like so tangible that people get it for a little bit and they don't get to experience it maybe on the level that Jim Carrey did. So it's like such a small like context of what that means that they're like, oh my God, if this is what the little bit tastes like, I want to know what the big part of it tastes like.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I guess I do get that though, but I'm just very pessimistic and I'm like, look at all the fucking like influencers we've seen that just like,
yeah.
But yeah, no, but there is some good to it because like, I guess the one up about influencers is because they're so like humanoid to the public eye, like versus celebrities, they're very like this ethereal thing that you can't touch. They feel so out of this world. And with influencers, there's a lot of cons to this, but the pros of it is with influencers, they're held at such a human standard that they really get like, you really just start to see that like, oh, these are people making like a lot of mistakes, which the con of it is then it like fuels this idea that like,
you're not allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah, you're not allowed to make mistakes. And like, but I guess it is like a little humanizing to the idea of like what it is to be a celebrity. But there's still that weird divide. Yeah, that could, I'm going to shut up because I could like go on about this forever. We should
blow up the TikTok servers.
I was going to say we should blow up the Letterboxd servers. We should get all the cinephiles into one theater to go watch Blue Valentine or some shit. Like some really sad shit that they're like, this is the epitome. This is the fuck. I always fuck up that word.
Epitome.
This is the, what is epitome? Like that's not a word. I made that shit up.
I think that's how it looks like it would be pronounced. It's like epitome.
No, wait.
Epitome. Epitaph.
Oh! No, it's literally because that's how it looks like. It would be pronounced as the epitome of fucking sadness. Or I'm trying to think of like a cinephile. Like, this is a classic. Like, there's no beating this. Every time I watch this movie, it's so good. What, like Taxi Driver?
Phantom Thread.
Fight Club. Or
oh, yeah.
Wall Street.
Nah, a Fight Club, they'd be like, that's really? Bro-y. We're still talking about Fight Club?
A real one is Casablanca.
I've never seen Casablanca. Isn't that olden-ass movie in black and white?
Yeah.
The Artist is a really good black and white movie. Have y'all seen that? And it's a silent film. Who would have thought? I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah, we should get them all in there and then blow up the Letterboxd headquarters while they're in the movie. So all of them get out their phone at the end to go leave a review and it's not loading, and then we watch them all freak out. And then what's that that explosive you were talking about? We blow it up, but not like to hurt them, but just like around so they all get really scared
and then they never watch another movie again.
Yeah, we like,
and we can all just go on and enjoy every movie we watch, and it doesn't have to be this like weird, like I don't know, we've set up these like, Never mind.
There's all the rules. The rules to cinema.
Why can't I enjoy Marvel and then also enjoy good movies? Like, why does it have to be one or the other?
Why can't I like Spider-Man No Way Home and then enjoy Chungking Express?
Exactly.
Why can't I watch both of those in a row and be like, this was the best night of my life?
This is, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Anytime I watch a movie, it immediately becomes my most favorite movie I've ever watched. Immediately.
I've been catching up on all the fucking classic 90s movies, and I'm like, why are y'all so weird? Like,
90s that was full of fucking monsters,
but they're all such good movies, so whatever.
Yeah,
I can't fight the truth. With that being said, let's get into media.
First it'll piss you off. What is it?
Something. First it'll piss you off, then I'll set you free. It's probably the other way around. What is it?
God damn it. But first, it'll piss you off. It'll set you free.
But first, it'll piss you off. Literally me when I watch all the movies that are popping on.
The truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off.
Hey, bad bitch, wanna be my babe? Hey, but now like the EIA. Hey. All right. My media of the week. Dude, I got into another conversation about he who shall not be named. Surrender by Ya Mama. Oh!
What the fuck?
By Suicide. Wandering Star by Portishead and So Far Away by Charlie XCX. I've been on a binge of Charlie XCX and Sky Forever and Lana.
Did you listen to like Pop 2 and stuff or her OG stuff?
No, I'm listening to like, what's it called? My Something Romance. True Romance. I was thinking My Chemical Romance. True Romance, such a good fucking album. Literally undefeated. Like that album, no matter what year I listen to it, like it is so fucking good. Sky Forever, Nighttime, My Time.
Yes.
Like, come on,
Tat it on your body.
Get into it. It literally is. Yeah. Like, it... I actually need to get a couple of tattoos removed, but that's a different conversation.
Okay, mine is Latin-esque. Actually, I think I've said that one.
It's okay.
Scratch that.
There's no people.
Between the Bars, it's a cover of Between the Bars by Chris Garnier.
I surrender.
Then we got You Are by Lionel Richie. Hey Rich Boy by The Millionaires. What the fuck? Yup. I just got a bunch. And then since I watched Magnolia, One by Amy Mann.
What's that?
That's when I played. One is the loneliest number.
My movie recommendation, Happy Together.
Curious. Haven't seen that one.
It's another Wong Kar Wai movie. It's really
good. Oh, wait. Let me see the cover.
It's about the two guys.
Oh, no. I haven't seen that one.
We're like dating and stuff.
Okay. I watched Magnolia. Good. Watch it. It's probably Paul Thomas Anderson's like magnum opus. And then I watched the most disturbed movie I have ever seen
Okay. I was going to say More Disturbed and I was literally going to mention that one.
Yeah. The Skin I Live In. Be forewarned. It's
fucking gnarly.
It's gnarly as shit.
There's a lot of movies that I watched that I'm like, this was a good movie, but it's really gnarly, but I don't recommend them on the podcast because like, I don't want to like... start up too much conversation, but yeah. Like if you guys want like
good plot and story and screenplay and good writing, The Skin I Live In is a classic, but be forewarned, like there is some gnarly,
very gnarly and dark, like it could be triggering for
dark tones in it, but
that director has like a crazy like,
yeah if it, it
Pedro dog, what's his name
yeah I don't know how to say.
Pedro Almodovar. I really want to watch a bunch of his movies. We should watch one tonight.
Yeah, that's the one that we saw at the Academy Museum.
Yeah. I really want to watch...
I want to watch the one when he shrinks down and becomes a little person and goes into that girl's vagina. That one looks good.
That one, what is that one called? I can't think of it. Oh, I think that one's Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down. But I don't remember. All right. No, that's not that. Oh, fuck. I can't think of the name. All right. Well, that was this episode. Thank you for listening.
Peace and love. I put on a new bracelet that I just found. It says Green Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just found it. I went through all my shit recently, all my drawers and my my hidey spots that I put all my sentimental stuff, and it was really great. It was awesome. I found so many little things that I'd forgotten entirely about. I found a Philips Hue light just hidden away.
Oh, where are you going to put it?
I think I'm going to put it behind my desk and have... It's one of those like ones that like shoot up at the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put it behind my desk, I think. Or maybe in the plant corner. But yeah, I recommend go through your little things, your pile of little things that you haven't seen or touched in years, and you will be super happy you did it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. See you next sleigh.